The one sheet for a new sci-fi comic series from Middlebury writer Jeremy Holt describes it as this. Step one, remove from box. Step two, turn on power. Step three, raise child. This series, called Made in Korea by Holt and illustrated by George Shaw, debuts later this month. And Jeremy Holt joins me now to talk about the series' broader themes and hopefully to avoid any spoilers. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
First, as a synopsis, and not to give away too much, the series Made in Korea, readers will follow Jesse. Jesse's the first artificial intelligence system. And Jeremy, you've written Jesse into this world where biological parenting is no longer an option. And then because of that, adoption plays a really key role in your series. And there's also emphasis on not only adoption, but also one's own identity. Can you talk about your own experience coming at this topic?
I've long believed that at the core of every good AI story is one about the adoption experience. I've never seen anyone tackle this directly, and I just found myself having this unique opportunity to talk about it as a Korean adoptee, so that's what I did.
And another thread that runs through the series, too, is that redefining of the idea of family. All of the characters in the series are really looking for family in some kind of way, and they're sort of making their own definition of it. But can you talk a little more about how family relates to the series?
Honestly, with nature versus nurture, that age-old argument, I think about that a lot, both having biological siblings and non-bio siblings, and just kind of seeing how some of my siblings have raised their kids, seeing how my own parents have raised me, seeing how much smaller the world has gotten through adoption. And I think that what makes a family really is up to the individuals. And I think that there's no one way to be a family.
Yeah, as someone who doesn't regularly read graphic novels or sci-fi, the episodes that I read of Made in Korea, they're so relatable because there's these scenes of, you know, a busy tech firm with cubicles and eagle-eyed supervisors. And then there's family dinner parties and social awkwardness and talking with relatives on what looks like a Zoom call might be in 20 years or so. How did you bridge what feels like the present to what could be the future?
That was a really difficult thing. That, to me, taking such a beloved narrative as artificial intelligence is within the sci-fi genre was daunting. But for me, I wanted to explore just my feelings about being an adoptee, my feelings about certain other topics within the story that I don't really want to talk about because I feel like it might be a spoiler. But to make it relatable, it was just writing from my own personal experiences, which is something that I made a solemn oath to myself maybe 4 years ago when I decided to no longer write white male cis protagonists and instead take the opportunity of being a person of color and provide proper and better representation within, you know, the medium of comics.
So previously to your pledge to yourself, were you creating storylines that were from a male white perspective?
Sadly, yes. I think the last time we spoke about my book Southern Dog, which is very much centered around a white male protagonist. Right. And for me, I understand why I did that for so long. As an adoptee and being raised very much American, I honestly didn't view myself as Asian for a very long time. At least I didn't lean into that part of my identity until relatively recently. And once I did, I realized that there were so many more narrative opportunities and themes and topics to explore that, honestly, for lack of a better term, are more colorful than just writing this straight white story or the white savior story. I mean, I know in the book market, Own Voices is a huge movement to provide proper representation and allow people of color to tell their stories, to have their voices heard. I think comics have done an equally decent job at it. I think in the industry now, there is a, to me, seeming like an overcorrection and just people kind of staying in their lanes. But generally speaking, because comics and, you know, fiction in general ranges in such broad and different topics, I think that, I think people are being more aware of it, and it's nice that people are holding space for each other. It's tough to be cagey about this because there's so many interesting things to discuss, but I think people are going to be really, really enjoy this take on an AI story coming from a very unique perspective.
Well, Jeremy, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for telling us more about this new series, Made in Korea.
Thank you.
Made in Korea, Episode 1 by Jeremy Holt and George Schall, on sale in bookstores May 26th.